I'm trying to find out if you use the word crop to refer to all of it. A big crop of corn, crop of tobacco.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, if you say the word crop.
Okay. And if you had an area out on the farm that had a lot of bushes or trees, and you cut them down, how would you describe what you did to the land? You might say, well, all that over there. If you cut down the brush and the trees and so forth, you might say, we've what all that land.
Well, we cleaned up that land. We'll do.
Yes, ma'am. And what about after the corn has been gathered or picked? Those stalks that are left out there, didn't they sometimes cut them down and tie them up and put them out in the field?
Made bundles out of that.
Okay, did y'all do that?
That was called fodder.
Okay. And if you pile all those bundles up together, what did you call that? Did you pile them up together out in the field, or did you take them into the barn?
Well, we'd leave them out in the field till they dried.
Okay.
And then take them to the barn.
Okay, well, did you put them in piles out in the field, or did you just leave the individual bundles?
Well, you could kindly stack them and leave them out there.
Okay, well, how were they stacked? Was it just one bundle of fodder lying down, or another one on top of it, or were they put up this way, leaned up together?
Leaned up together.
And what did you call it if there was, you know, a lot of them piled up together? You'd say that's a
stack of fodder.
Okay. And if you're describing how much corn that you'd raised to an acre, how would you say that? Oh, we had a good year. We raised
28 bushels to an acre, something like that.
Okay, did you ever raise oats?
Not many times. Yeah, I know we had some one time because I helped tie them up.
Is that right? And what did you have to do to separate the grain from the rest of it?
With oats? Mm-hmm. I really don't know.
You don't remember how you harvested them or whatever?
Oh, they were cut. And we'd make bundles out of them, like making the fodder bundles.
Uh-huh.
And he'd feed them to the stock.
I said, fed them on the stalk.
Uh huh. Uh huh.
Okay. Do you around here now? Are there no wheat raised around here at all now?
Oh, yes, I think they are.
Yeah. Well, when they need to separate that from the stalk, do you know what they call that? What do you do to separate the wheat from the...
No, I really don't.
Okay, what about threshing or thresh? Have you heard that term?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen it done?
No, only in broom straw.
Have you seen that?
Uh-huh.
How did they describe that? Tell me about broom straw.
Well, it's been so long ago, I don't believe that I can remember how it's done.
Mm-hmm.
But one of my brother-in-laws used to grow it and make brooms, stick brooms.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's it.
And when you bought a broom, he could tell you whether you had a sorry one or a good one.
Sure. Okay.
I didn't latch it.
Yeah, well, it's cool. That's all right.